Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're covering CPD in NSW and why your requirements depend on which license class you hold.
And this catches people out more than you'd think.
It really does. The article is called CPD for Assistant Agents versus Licensed Agents in NSW. What's different? And the core message is simple. Not all NSW agents do the same CPD.
Which surprises people, especially anyone who has just moved up from assistant agent to a full license.
Right, because when you change class, your CPD requirement can change with it. And if you are not across that, you could do a full year of CPD and still be non-compliant at renewal.
Ouch. So how does NSW actually structure this?
So NSW splits real estate licensing into three classes. Class 3 is your assistant agent working under supervision. Class 2 is a full license working independently, and Class 1 is licensee in charge, the person who can actually run an agency.
Each class carries different responsibilities.
And that gets reflected in the training. NSW Fair Trading sets the CPD requirement for each category separately, so the number of units, the topics, the focus, these can all vary depending on the class you hold.
So there is no single rule that covers everyone in NSW real estate?
Not at all. An assistant agent does the CPD set for assistant agents. A licensed agent does the CPD set for their class. The two are not automatically the same.
Okay, so what is the practical move? What do people need to do before they enroll in anything?
Two things. First, confirm your license class. It is shown on your certificate of registration or your license. Second, check the current CPD requirement for that class with NSW Fair Trading directly, because they publish it and they update it.
That second step is important, isn't it? Because requirements can change.
They can. Fair Trading is the authoritative source. Not what you did last year, not what a colleague told you. What Fair Trading says applies to your class right now.
And you mentioned that doing the wrong CPD can leave you non-compliant, even if you actually completed the work.
That is exactly right. You could finish a full set of units and still fall short at renewal if they were not the right units for your class. Getting the category confirmed first is the simplest way to protect yourself.
What about someone who has recently moved up a class, say from assistant agent to a full Class 2 license?
That is the moment the article specifically calls out. When you move up a class, your CPD requirement may change because your responsibilities have changed. That is exactly when to double check before you enroll.
And Archer can help sort that out if you're not sure where you sit.
They can. Once you know your class and your requirement, the actual delivery is the same regardless of which class you are in. It is online, self-paced, and most people get through it in a day.
A day for a year's compliance, that's a pretty decent trade.
You work through the units that apply to your category, complete your assessments, and download your completion certificate. That keeps you compliant for another year.
So the process is the same across the classes. The content just maps to where you sit.
Exactly. And the article makes a useful point. The training comes from Archer, but the license requirement comes from the state. So always confirm the current requirement with NSW Fair Trading before you start.
Good reminder. So what is the one thing a listener should do right now?
Check your class on your certificate or license, confirm your current requirement with NSW Fair Trading, then get it done.
And where do they go for more detail?
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog. It's called CPD for Assistant Agents versus Licensed Agents in NSW. What's different? It also links through to their NSW CPD Requirements Explained piece and a state-by-state guide for anyone working across more than one state.
And if you would rather just talk to someone?
Archer Institute offers nationally recognised online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. Give them a call on 1800 069 273 and they'll help you match the right CPD to your licence category.
Thanks for listening.